The Syracuse airport is about to see its highest level of traffic since the COVID-19 pandemic began, as the state ends mandatory quarantine for travelers after April 1st. The airport is constantly being sanitized daily and during off hours with hospital-grade misting. Executive Director of the Syracuse Regional Airport Authority, Jason Terreri, says many travelers decided to get away for spring break.
So we've seen a pretty decent bump in what we call advanced bookings of people booking their travel to fly. Even as early as last Saturday when the airlines updated their schedules, we've now seen additional seats added into the market. And over the next probably 2 months, we're expecting to see a lot more capacity added into the market.
For those who aren't comfortable flying yet, he adds the airport is ready to welcome them when they are ready. All handrails on the escalators have UVC lighting to kill viruses and bacteria, and all airlines have their own cleanliness standards, as well as airport restaurants. He wants to remind drivers who are shuttling passengers about keeping the traffic flow moving.
We are noticing, going back to people staging on the curb, parking on the curb, and our security teams are moving people. We do have a cell phone lot we encourage everybody to use.
Terreri says the wait times for airlines have been about 20 minutes, but they will get busier soon. He advises flyers to arrive earlier. To see a map of the cell phone lot for those shuttling, you can visit the airport's website at syrairport.org. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, wier.org.